I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on.
Every once in a while, try a calligraphy class because you don't know where it will lead.
If I had never dropped in on that single course in college, the Mac would have never had multiple typefaces or proportionally spaced fonts. None of this had even a hope of any practical application in my life. If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do.
Thinking, man, this life is temporary. Like, this experience that I'm experiencing right now as a 24-year-old man, like, this is not going to last. Like, this is the prime of my youth. They're like, you got to get going.
Go at what you're going to deal with, and you deal with the difficulties of it. When you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
You may have hit a rock and a hard place, but don't change your name. You may be going through a tough time, but don't change your name. Don't let your circumstances define who you are. How you are does not define who you are. How I'm going does not define who is going. Your strength is in maintaining, I know who I am. How I'm going to get out of this, I don't know. How I'm going to make it through tomorrow, I don't know. How I'm going to get the job, I don't know. How I'm going to get back up on my feet. How you are does not define who you are.
Working 40 to 60 hours a week, I had a small apartment which I shared with an old pal of mine, and a little tiny life with my minimum wage job, which I liked. And I looked at my life and realized this is probably about as good as it's going to get for me. Because at that same time, I was very frustrated. I said, well, this is going to be a very tough life. It's going to be a life of a lot of standing on my feet, a lot of work, taking it from other people, and having very little to show for it by Friday.
Devil, you may have took the how of it, but you have not taken the who of it. I still know who I am. I still know what I got. I wish we'd spend more time working on the who of us rather than the how of us.
So many people in life take up occupations they don't really want or they don't really like, but it becomes what their life is, and they can't get off this merry-go-round because they have to work, they've got to earn money, etc., etc. Very few people really enjoy what they do in life.
What's the worst that's going to happen to me? I miss a day of work. Ooh, there goes $21. And I get humiliated in front of my favorite band. And my future in the world of minimum wage work. Or I could go up to New York and audition for this crazy band who is my favorite. And so I took a train up there. I walked into this practice place in the East Village. I'm standing there with the band with a microphone in my hand. They said, pick the tune. And I sang every song they had, you know, improvising most of it. Two times through, we did the set. We'll see you soon.
As long as I know who I am, I've lost my how, but I've not lost my who. I may not go by plane, I may have to go by helicopter, but I'm still gonna get there.
I may not can go by helicopter, I may have to go on the bus, but I'm still gonna get there. I may have to drive in the car, but I'm still gonna get there. Can I go a little bit lower? I may have to thumb, but I'm still gonna get there. It may take me 8 years to get through 4 years of college, but I'm still gonna get there because I know who I am. I don't know how, but I know who. Don't let it change your name. Don't let it change your name. Don't give up on who you are because of how things are turning out, because the blessing is on who you are. I said the blessing is on who you are.
And I remember thinking, man, this life is temporary. Like, this experience that I'm experiencing right now as a 24-year-old man, like, this is not going to last. Like, this is the prime of my youth. They're like, you got to get going.
Wow.
This is going to happen to you, too. It's going to happen to all of us. And you think that you're this static thing. Like, you stay in this same exact state. It's not true. It's an illusion. All those people that you see that are old people, that are walking down the street with their backs hunched over, that you're going to reach that age someday. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay attention and it all goes wrong, you could wind up looking like that guy. You could wind up thinking and behaving like that guy. It is a slow ebbing of the life force of the body that's gonna drain you. So, God damn it, get your fun out.
Yeah.
Get your life out. Just live. You got to live.
Take action.
It's fucking coming. And you got to remember, because if you don't remember, you're going to sleep in. If you don't remember, you're not going to get anything done. If you don't remember, you're not going to have the same focus and determination that you would have with the understanding this is a temporary experience.
Not what you're going through. Not what's happening in your life. Not what's going on in your home. Not what's happening in your finances. The blessing is on you. The blessing is on you. The blessing is on you. Don't let life change your thing. The blessing. Don't lose yourself in your situation. Don't lose yourself in your situation. Don't let your situation eat up yourself. Oh, don't get beside yourself. Don't forget who you are. Forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. The blessing is on you.
And I remember thinking, man, this life is temporary. Like, this experience that I'm experiencing right now as a 24-year-old man, like, this is not going to last.
This young man made 10, 15, 20 short films before he got the opportunity to make Moonlight. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
Clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell with dreams, I'm done with it, because this is true. Oh my goodness.
Success is not based on genetics. It's not based on how nice this car is. It's not based on how pretty my face is, how small my nose may need to look, or, you know, whether or not I'm the right complexion. If you work hard and your work is recognized, you know, the sky's the limit. And more importantly, you can still be a success. Find the things that are that you're excited about and that you can give your all and you can work really hard towards attaining it. String those days of efficient action together and success can happen.